everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. with Meredith Locker. And we're continuing this part two of Hypnosis and Sports Improvement. And I'm so happy to have with me today Meredith Locker. She's back. She's got experience working with people who have sports challenges in their life. They want to go to the higher level. And she's got a background in psychology. She's got a background in sports. And she is a one percenter hypnotist. So I'm sure she's going to give you some great tips, tricks, and techniques to go along with my advice. How are you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good, Cal. It's great to be back. And it's good to be working with you again. And I want to make sure that everybody knows who you are. Because, you know, every once in a while, someone might just stumble over these podcasts and not quite know who you are. But everybody, Cal Banyan is the developer of 5PATH, which is an advanced therapeutic hypnotic technique. It is a process, and it is what I use every single day with all of my clients. He also developed 7PATH self-hypnosis, which I highly recommend. Definitely check out his websites, which will be posted right down there if you are watching this on calbanyan.com. He's also an author like me. He has a degree in psychology and worked as a talk therapist prior to becoming a hypnotist. And, you know, he's really one of the best in the profession, and he trains the best in the profession. Definitely a hypno one percenter. Thank you, Cal.
Wow, what an introduction. Be a hypno one percenter. No hypno wimps. Who are the hypno wimps? Hypno wimps. You know, they might have a good heart. Good heart. But you know what? They kind of chicken out, or they just don't have the very best training. And another word for hypno-wimps sometimes is scriptnotists. And they just puddle along, and they don't really know if their clients are hypnotized. They just read the script, and if you're not hypnotized, that's your fault. You know, those are the hypno-wimps. If you're a hypno-wimp, don't worry. I won't tell anybody that you're hypno-wimp. We can transform your life with some advanced training. We'll get you into, I don't know, one of our courses or something. Oh! Let me just say something real quick, and then I'm just going to make this as short as possible. Become a VIP member. If you're not watching this on calbanyan.com, go there and click where it says be a VIP. You're going to get notification when new videos come out. You're going to find out about discounts, and you're going to get some other insider stuff. I'm not going to tell you about. You have to, you know, click on be a VIP, and you'll find out. Then also, go to hypnosis.org, and I've got a new video there called Learn to Hypnotize. And you're not only going to learn to hypnotize, you're going to learn how to do rapid induction, instant reinduction, and I've got some other cool stuff there for you too. And we've got the Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis Training with 5PATH and 7PATH coming up at the NGH Convention. Go to www.ngh.net. for that information. You can call our office too. Number's right down there. And let's see what else. It's probably all filled up. Sorry, but we've got in July coming up the NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course, the 5PATH and 7PATH. You can call our office. Maybe we've got an opening, but don't count on it. We've also got one coming up November. The good news about the November class is you can probably get in on an early enrollment discount. All right. We've got distance learning course. You don't have to come to our office. There's two ways. We've got through DVDs, and we've got through internet training. We got cameras, microphones in our class, and you know what? You can sit in the comfort of your own home or office and get our training. Phew. Oh, Fanus on Fanus. Fan us. That just sounds funny. Fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/hypnosisETC for hypnosis, etc. And you can just get all the inside scoop. Whew, glad I got all that stuff in. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good. You know what? I just completed your course again for the second time, and it was fantastic, Cal. Thank you.
That was so fun. Thanks for helping out in the class. You taught about the secret language of feelings, right?
I did. That was really fun.
And you got to help the new students as they practiced.
Yes, that was extra fun. It was really great to get to spend some time with them. We had a terrific group. It was a huge group. And this is the advanced course. And you guys were just amazing, any of you who are watching. Thank you so much for being such a great class. Right, Cal?
Especially that guy who was in the witness protection program.
Yes, him.
Hey, you know, one of the things about the Week of Power is it is a confidence and skill building course. A lot of people out there, they've had, you know, this kind of training, that kind of training, and they just don't have the confidence or the skills to go out there and do the work. And every morning and every night of the class, except the morning of the first day, you practice, build those skills until you are ready to go out there and do the work. Good. Hey, so what the heck are we talking about in this episode anyway?
We're talking about athletes. I just love working with athletes, Cal. And, you know, I happen to have gotten in with this ring of equestrians. I work out of LA and, you know, there in Malibu and Topanga, horseback competing has gotten to be really, really big. It probably has been big for a long time, but who knew? I didn't know. And I tell you, they're the nicest people. They're not protecting me as some super secret weapon. They're telling everybody about me. And so I've gotten just a ton of these horseback riding competitors. And it's been really fun. And so there are so many branches, so many different areas we can work in the athletic, you know, world. And I think that it's a group of people that's really, really interested in, you know, in fact, they need to bring it to the next level more than the average person. And so, gosh, I know there are people out there who specialize in this alone. I think all of us could absolutely increase our, you know, client load, you know, hugely if we started advertising to athletes more often. I think that the athletic world is very aware of the power of the mind and focus, and that hypnosis is the way to get there. They're very open to it. And so today we're going to be talking a little bit more about that and how to optimize your work in working with athletes.
Awesome.
So, to start off, we are going to answer a few questions, and then Cal's going to get into some super secret weapon that we both happen to use. And so, first off, we've got this fantastic hypnotherapist in Denmark named Karen, who wrote in, and thank you, Karen, for writing in with these questions. She said that in Denmark, she's talked with a lot of life coaches and a lot of different people, and they all kind of have the idea that athletes need their fear, sadness, and anger to be able to excel. And so she's kind of wondering, you know, what our opinion is on this. And if we do eliminate, you know, these emotions, are we going to, you know, disable them in some way? Or even, she even mentioned that some people, when they've resolved their feelings, their anger, or what have you, that they've actually quit the sport because they've lost that edge. And so, Cal, what do you have to say about that?
All feelings are good when they're based in accurate perception. Oh, have I ever said that before? Well, you know what? I think that being able to tap into old anger, for example, I don't think fear is very helpful, and I don't think sadness is very helpful in sports, but anger, you know, can motivate you. Maybe some frustration, those feelings can motivate you. But you don't have to have them in this chronic form from your past to really be able to move forward. What do you think about that?
Well, Cal, you know, the truth about it is we are not actually stopping people's ability to feel fear, sadness, and anger. You know, we want to leave those intact. That's our guidance system, right? And so we're not taking away that part of who they are. They need that ability to feel those feelings, and they can certainly rev up in any realm that they need to of those feelings in competition still. What we're doing is we're resolving the old stuff, the unnecessary stuff, the old irrational anger and fear, the too much of those feelings that they don't need to have anymore. And really all they are blocks to success. They're confusion, it's chaos that really stops them from being as clear and as focused and as driven and as successful as they can possibly be. And so to me, you know, it could never be a detriment to get rid of the extra feelings, the old irrational feelings, the feelings that you don't need anymore. What, you know, given that they still have their guidance system intact and they can rev up as much as they want. Plus, if we're giving them these suggestions, you know, after we've, as you talked about in the last podcast, you've gone through doing some sort of insight therapy, maybe you've done age regression work, or maybe you've done forgiveness of others work, and you've done some sort of insight related therapy, then what you've done is you've prepped them to be able to accept the suggestions more than ever before, and then you're giving them these suggestions to act exactly as they need to act. And if they need to be something that is very, you know, revved up or close to maybe what would what anger would feel like, you can give them suggestions for that, and you're in no way eliminating their ability to be successful. In fact, no matter what, you're increasing it, right?
Exactly. And I remember that in just before this podcast, you were talking a little bit about post-hypnotic suggestion and that kind of thing. And you're exactly right in this example. If we could resolve the cause of this erroneously based anger, sadness, and stuff in 5-PATH or in age regression, but then we could also still give them the post-hypnotic suggestion that anytime they want to bring back the power and the energy that they felt when they were angry, all they have to do is X. It could be, you know, like, you know, clap their hands together and get pumped up or whatever it is, or when they step out onto the field or that kind of thing. And with that post-hypnotic suggestion, they get back the power and ability that, they might otherwise have been concerned about losing. How's that?
That's perfect. And, you know, Karen has another question. She says, you know, with this kind of group of different people, different kinds of professionals that work with these athletes, we have discussed the difference between athletes who have to concentrate and then those that need to be very silent or be, I guess, in a more meditative state. And then there are some that need to really push their physical strength and power. What are your, actually, she wants to know, should I be aware of some things when the athlete has to concentrate and other things when the athlete has to use physical strength? So she's trying to figure out, you know, what do we do with different types of focus or different types of athletes? How do we differentiate?
Well, if, you know, we could do a whole podcast. I mean, we could just have hypnosis and sports podcasts and just go on every week about hypnosis and sports. But, you know, again, we're in that situation. We ask the client, you know, what's the problem? What do you want? And what are the benefits of making the change? And you have someone that has to become very calm and focused, almost meditative in their sport. And we're going to find out, well, if that's something they're not able to do now, then with hypnosis, 5-PATH, age regression, and the other phases, we can go in and get rid of what's causing them to not be able to focus. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about, because I really, really want to squeeze this into this because it's so important, and that is this concept of age progression. And I'm wondering, Meredith, can you kind of give them a little bit of a discussion between the difference between visualization and the much more powerful, super hypnotic technique of age progression?
Yeah, you know, I think most hypnotists, hypnotherapists out there are using visualization techniques, and they certainly can be successful to some extent. But what that really is imagining. It's just, it's kind of like the old daydreaming we did as kids. It's just imagining something as happening. But something much more powerful is pre-vivifying. It's actually experiencing that athletic event, because here we're talking about, you know, athletes, but experiencing that athletic event as if it's happening now and actually being there, as Cal likes to call it, in the holodeck of the mind, in as if you're actually projecting yourself into the future and you're living it. And that is, you know, Cal's going to get into a lot of detail on that, but nothing could be more powerful than that. That is what creates champions, right, Cal?
Yes, and I was taking some notes as you were talking about that. And, you know, I was really, you know, one of the reasons that got me into the field of profession is I was really amazed with the power of age regression. And the more I did age regression, and I saw how that it was a hallucination that can involve all the senses, and how that's so much more powerful than memory. So we have memory, just remembering something, and then we have reliving it, or revivification. And so really, revivification, which is a hallucination of reliving an event from the past, is to memory as imagination is to pre-vivification. And so I kind of made up that word some years ago to describe what we do when we use this ability, the same ability that we have to relive a past event, to hallucinate it with all the touch, taste, sight, sound, smell, hearing, all that ability, to go into the probable future. Now, you're not actually going into the future, but you're going into the probable future. If everything goes according to plan, this is the likely future. Now, when we take someone into age progression work, we have them pre-experience the success that they've come into experience. So, and we can do this in any phase of 5-Path or in any hypnotic type technique that you use. For example, in phase one, if I don't have time to do age regression, or if I'm not going to do age regression with a particular sports man or woman, what I'm going to do is I will do the preparation, testing, and convincing, make sure I have a somnambulistic client, because you need somnambulism for real pre-vivification, because it's a hallucination. Then what I will do is I will then take them into their probable future, suggesting that now they will have whatever it is they came in for and experience the benefits of whatever they came in for. So in the last episode, I talked about the golfer who had the yips. After we resolved the cause of the problem, we wanted to create this kind of mind map expectation of success in the future. So I said, okay, in a moment, I count from 1 to 3, and you're going to find yourself on the golf course, and you're going to be able to experience it with all the changes that have happened. You're going to be confident, you're going to be calm, you're going to be relaxed, and you're going to focus on the ball when you address the ball. Your swing is going to be powerful, smooth, and accurate. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, be there. Is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone or with someone? So I set the gestalt, which is like the background, just like I would do in an age regression. And I say, what's happening? And then I have them describe what's going on, and they get to experience the touch, the taste, the smell, what they would hear, the kinesthetic movements of the body, and they get to practice doing it perfectly. See, there's one thing that's very interesting. When you do the actual practice of hitting the ball or shooting the basket or shooting the arrow or whatever your sport is, throwing the dart, then sometimes you practice it just right and sometimes you practice it wrong. One of the real powerful things about age progression work is you can practice it perfect every time. How's that sound, Meredith?
It sounds great. And so some people might still be confused. How exactly is that different from visualization, Cal?
Well, visualization is like the movie theater of the mind, where you close your eyes and you run pictures in your mind and you're usually disassociated from it, or you might see pictures, or you might even try to imagine what it would feel like or imagine what it would taste like. But it's not the same as reliving it like in an age regression or pre-living it in an age progression. Does that help?
That does. And so if you had a client who came in and they were mid-season, and so you really wouldn't want to start with 5-Path because you don't want to open that emotional can of worms, would this be what you would do with them if you only had 1 or 2 sessions?
Well, I will never take anyone. I cross my heart. I'll never take anyone for 1 or 2 sessions. It's not what I teach. It's not what I do. The hypnotherapy is really a process. If that's what they want, I say, see you later, go see someone else. Really, I need to get into a relationship, particularly with a sports person, that I want to work with them and help them develop and meet their goals. I want to get to 5-Path and really get rid of what's holding them back. If that's not something I can do right away, I will do the preparation, testing, and convincing, and then get right into the age progression work, as I just said. Then, when I get to them off the season and really do the deep work, really make those fundamental changes and make everything different for them, then I'm going to go ahead and do those phase one, preparation, testing, convincing, phase two, age regression, phase three, forgiveness of others, phase four, forgiveness of self, and if need be, phase five, which is parts mediation work or parts mediation therapy. Now, here is an insider tip, trick, and technique, and why everybody, whether you're a 5-Path or not, should integrate age progression into the work. And that is, let's say you've just done age regression and you've gone in there and you found the SSEs and the ISE and you've gone in there and you've neutralized it and you've run them through the event and everything is fine. You run them through the SSEs, bringing them back to the present time, and they're changed and they're completely doing so well now. And then you do age progression. You see, age progression can be a test for the effectiveness of the technique you've used, and also an indicator if other technique or other works need to be done. So if I have been working on fear, like let's say, for example, you're working with someone who is in a sport where there is a ball, where they hit the ball at each other or they throw the ball at each other, and the individual was hit by the ball in an unfortunate way, and now they flinch. Could happen like with a batter who's been hit by the ball, now they flinch and it's hurt their ability to bat. And what we need to do is we do the age regression on that fear, follow it back, neutralize it, come back up to the present, and then age progress them back to the game, back where the ball is being pitched to them, and we find out if the fear is still there. If the fear is still there, what does that mean? It means what? It means the age regression. I don't care if you did all these techniques and you did all these tests already in the process. If they're still afraid, that means the work isn't done. And you can say, focus on that feeling. So you just age progressed them off to an upcoming game. They're still afraid. I want to make sure you're following me. I did the age regression. Then I age progressed them to the game, and I find out what's happening, what are you thinking, what are you feeling, and the fear is still there. It means the work isn't done, and I say, focus on that feeling, follow it back to the first time you felt that way. And we're going to go all the way back to the beginning. Maybe the ISC that you thought was an ISC is not the ISC. Maybe you did an inefficient or incomplete job. Maybe they've held back in some way that that caused you not be able to completely neutralize that ISC. Maybe there is some other kind of thing going on, and you're not going to know until you do that age progression work. So age progression work, vitally important part of age regression work. It's also very important in the forgiveness work. Take them into the future, see if that anger is still there. It's also important in the phase three work, forgiveness of self. Take them in the future. Are they still angry with themselves? Do they still feel guilty about stuff? If they do, put them right back in that round room and get them to finish that work. And then also, it can be an indicator of where parts mediation work needs to be done. Are they in that new situation and they're conflicted? On one hand, are they thinking, yes, I can now do this thing, but if I do achieve, is there a downside? Do I lose something? For example, if suddenly they become a better ball player or a better horse rider, does that put them in conflict with someone else on the team? Does it put them in conflict with someone in their family? Do they lose in any way? And if that is significant enough to keep them from being successful in the age progression work, then guess what? You need to do some parts mediation work and overcome that secondary gain. What do you think of that, Meredith?
I agree completely, and I don't find I have to do that work with athletes very often, but every once in a while you do find that they do require that. And I love that you're so hardcore, Cal, and that you won't take a client for just one or two sessions. And I know, and some people even mentioned that in the questions that they submitted, you know, gosh, what do I do if that's all they want, if they don't want to do this other work? Well, you turn them away, unless that's the kind of hypnotherapist that you want to be. But I also love that what you're sharing is that you can kind of spread it out. And so if they're in the middle of the season, then you can start with them, do some age progression work and maybe some direct suggestion work. And then when they have the extra time, either between competitions where you have enough time to do a full process or after the season, then you can continue the work. And so normally we don't like our sessions to be that far apart, but with an athlete, you may have to make a special accommodation for that, right, Cal?
Absolutely. You know what I say? No more hypno-wimps. No more scriptnotists. I mean, unless you want to be one of those hypno-wimps, but I don't know why anyone would want to do that, because you can do better work. Be a one percenter. I'm looking at you. I'm watching. Wrap it up. We're out of time.
We are out of time, but I'm going to give you one quick extra little tip. One quick easy way to help your clients to understand, and by just using a few words, what it is when you're giving them direct suggestion work, what it is that they want to act like, be like, all of that. Cal teaches this when he teaches Seventh Path using the full form of five, of recognition five. You find out who they want to emulate. It's the hero. And so you find out who it is that they want to do it like. It may be someone else on their team. It may be someone on another team. It may be some other person that's, you know, 20 years older than them, you know, the Michael Jordan kind of a syndrome. And so you find out, and that just by saying, and so you do it like Michael Jordan, that it, one little sentence says a million sentences. And so that's just one last little trick and technique there for you to use with your clients when working with athletes. This has been really fun. This is Meredith Locker. I see clients in Los Angeles. Cal Banyan sees clients here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center in Tustin, California. We're both in sunny, beautiful California. Please come see us here. You can reach me at meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com, my website, yourpathhypnosis.com. Please do send us your comments, suggestions, feedback. Send us your questions. We absolutely need them for the show. Meredith Locker signing off.
That was easy.
Hey, great job. That's right. Cal Banyan, glad to see you. Come back next week. We're here for you. If you want sessions, there's me, there's L. Ron. We also have other one percenters here in our gang at the Banyan Hypnosis Center. That's it. Have a great day. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.